to Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two of the live Saturday edition. It is Ian here with you. And Mark, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. That is freetalklive.com. We'll roll right into the phone calls here to start things out this hour. It's Tom in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Hi. On September 11th, 2001, how many buildings in New York City were hit by a jet?
Wasn't it the same building? Like, the same building was hit twice, or was it both towers were hit?
Both towers
two.
Were hit.
Mark.
Two. Two buildings.
And how many buildings in Washington, D.C. were hit by a jet that day?
One.
What amendment to the United States Constitution gives you the right to freedom of assembly?
First.
Wrong. Okay. First of all, the Pentagon is in Arlington, Virginia, but that's not a very big difference between what is commonly said and what's actually true. There's a humongous difference between the First Amendment gives you these rights.
He got you again, Mark.
He did.
I knew that. I figured he was going to get you.
I knew
there
was going to be these lateral thinking questions of his.
See, but there's a big difference there between what's commonly said.
You're right.
That's totally false. And
the amendment doesn't give me the right. I have the right to freedom to assemble.
And another one that you've got to watch out for is stereotyping and painting the voters all with the same brush.
Mm-hmm.
The voters did not approve that ballot initiative unless it was unanimous.
Right.
Okay, you can't. Now, the voters overwhelmingly passed it. Okay, that portrays 10 pawns on a chessboard that are all painted dark gray, when the reality is 8 black pawns ganging up on 2 white pawns, finding that measure totally unacceptable. And the way you express it correctly is the overwhelming majority of the voters supported that measure.
Right, which actually doesn't say anything about the non-voters, of course. Presumably they were against it or didn't care enough to show up.
Or didn't care enough. Now, voting against a measure does not mean you accept the outcome, by the way, or voting. Okay, we're the abolitionists. We're the abolitionists, and there's a ballot referendum coming up in October of 1864 in Maryland, whether to adopt a new state constitution that bans slavery. Should we accept the outcome? If it's yes, should we vote? Yeah, sure. That way we say, well, hey, we tried freeing the slaves with ballots. Okay, but gang rape is a democracy. 5 people say yes, 1 person says no. The majority rules, and the majority elects one of themselves to be the sheriff. His job is to grab and handcuff the victim and force the victim into the sheriff's van, saying, hey, I'm just doing my job. It's what the people want. It's the will of the people. Now, one vote is totally useless. Trying to campaign, please don't vote wrong. They'd love that. They'd enjoy that. See, that's why killing the sheriff is justified.
Well, I, of course, will disagree with you on that. If you're talking about in a rape situation, yes, killing your rapist is absolutely justified. But in the case of the government violating rights, unfortunately, we haven't gotten to that point.
And we have a long way to go to educate people that democracy is, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner. And I think we definitely need to educate them.
We have to do that. We have to say things correctly.
That part I agree with you on, Tom.
Yep,
we need to set the example for people to eliminate the collectivist mentality from their vocabulary. And thank you for the call. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. The only time you're ever going to get me to agree with some form of violent revolution is if there's constantly violence in the streets against the people by the government. It is happening to some extent in the cases of police busting in people's doors and harming them. And in those cases, I fully support the rights of the homeowners to shoot back. Corey May in Mississippi had his home broken into in the middle of the night by armed thugs calling themselves the police.
Well, they didn't exactly call themselves that. There was just a bunch of noise.
Sure, they were shouting and stuff. And he was woken from a dead slumber. And so, when you're in the middle of sleeping and you hear somebody yelling, kicking and screaming in your house, threatening you.
He had the misfortune of shooting one of these armed intruders, which turned out to be the police chief's son.
Yeah.
And he has the
shooting and killing.
Yeah, he has the additional misfortune of having been born African American.
That's a good point. But unfortunately, the real misfortune was that he was in the wrong side of the duplex. The police accidentally raided his house. He wasn't even under suspicion.
It's true.
And now he's on death row as a result of that. As a result of him defending his property, he's on death row. And I think that that's wrong. Because the first wrong was the police raiding somebody's house for drugs in the first place. The war on drugs, of course, is what's leading to these cops losing their lives. Whereas these are cops who could be out fighting real criminals. They could be out, you know, looking for bank robbers or murderers or rapists or something like that. But no, instead, they're busy kicking down innocent people's doors, and they're getting shot over it. And in that particular case, you come into my house, you threaten my family. In that case, I think that fighting back is appropriate. But I don't think that gives you the right to go and kill the mayor. I don't think that gives you the right to go and kill, you know, all of the other bureaucrats in town. I understand that it would certainly be an upsetting situation. I think it only gives you the right to respond with force against those who are using force on you. And as far as a society-wide revolution is concerned, that would have to mean society-wide unrest in the form of the government attacking people.
We don't have it.
And thankfully, we're not to that point yet. And I hope we never get there. Because I don't know about you, Mark, but I'm not interested in fighting a war.
No, wars are completely... they're a big waste of money. Things get broken. Things that are used to produce money, they get broken. People who could be working to make money, they're wasting their time shooting at other people that want to shoot them. Silly.
So, hey, speaking of war, we mentioned this last hour. We didn't get to the story quite yet. But the percentage of high-quality recruits, according to the Boston Globe, entering the Army is the lowest in 10 years, an indication that the force is struggling to attract top-grade enlistees, and a troubling sign for the Pentagon, which is waging wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and plans to add 90,000 ground troops to its ranks within the next 5 years. So this is yet another story in the continuing cavalcade of stories that have been pointing to the fact that people just don't want to join the military, specifically the Army. I think the Navy and the Air Force are doing okay. The Marines are having they're not doing as bad as the Army, but the Army's doing the worst of all the branches of the military as far as recruiting is concerned, and
well,
they've been doing bad.
If you're in the Army, you're more likely to be put out there to stop a bullet.
That's true. Of course, the Marines are indeed on the front line, so they're putting out there. They're being put out there as well.
They're sort of elite bullet catchers.
Yeah. This is yet another story. We've seen story after story about how they're calling people back who haven't been involved in the military for a long time. They're calling them back into service. We've also seen stories that they're accepting more of the, I think, Tier 4 candidates or whatever they're called, and I'm having some mic trouble. So if you can pick up on this, I'm going to switch mics here for a moment.
Okay, Mark. Well, the Tier 4 are the dum-dums of the whole group. And so we've got you got the situation where the Army and the Marines are having to take, well, people that are not quite as qualified. They also have the I have a story here where the Army is apparently taking amputees in a blur of smoke and blood after a bomb blew up under his Humvee in Iraq. Sergeant Twan Williamson looked down at his shredded leg and knew it couldn't be saved. His military career, though, pulled through. Less than a year after the attack, Williams is running again with a high-tech prosthetic leg. Have you seen these prosthetic legs with
No.
The guys can run on? They have this sort of bent piece of metal that allows them to, run. It's amazing to see. Medical science is amazing. High-tech prosthetic leg and plans to take up a new assignment, probably by the fall, as an Army job counselor and affirmative action officer in Okinawa, Japan. An about-face by the Pentagon, the military is putting many more amputees back in active duty, even back into combat in some cases.
Wow.
Williamson, a 30-year-old Chicago native who is missing his left leg below the knee and three toes on the other foot, acknowledged that some will be skeptical of a maimed soldier back in uniform. But I let my job show for itself, he said. At this point, I'm done proving. I just get out there and do it. Previously, a soldier who lost a limb almost automatically received a quick discharge, disability check, and an appointment with the Veterans Administration. But since the start of the Iraq War, the military has begun holding on to amputees, treating them in rehab programs like the one in Fort Sam Houston, promising to help them return to active duty if that is what they want.
There's more as well about the military, specifically the Army, allowing more dum-dums in their ranks. Well, that can't be a good thing. 800-259-9231. And if your troops can't shoot straight, I don't know if that's positive. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going to Child Protective Services. You're busted for possession of marijuana.
Possession of marijuana. Possession of marijuana.
Hi, I'm Barry Cooper, ex-narcotics officer trained by the DEA. My DVD, Never Get Busted, has recently received world attention. I've switched sides, and I'm now touring America with the message to end this war on people that has been labeled the war on drugs.
Go to Barry's website, NeverGetBusted.com, and order your DVD to Never Get Busted.
On it, I'll teach you secret drug enforcement tactics and how to avoid narcotics profiling, how to conceal your stash,
and I'll teach you how to fool drug dogs every time.
I'll teach you how police know when you're lying. You'll get to go on patrol with me and watch actual marijuana arrests on the highway and learn the mistakes citizens made that landed them in jail.
Go to NeverGetBusted.com and arm yourself with the information you need so you'll never have to hear these words.
Get on the ground, mother! You and your spouse are going to jail and your kids are going
Log on to NeverGetBusted.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can take control of the airwaves. You can also get us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features there are completely free, including the archives, an entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your downloading convenience. You just go and get them for free at freetalklive.com, talking about the military and how the standards, specifically for the Army, the standards continue to be lowered. The bar continues to be lowered instead of raised. And I don't know. I guess I'm curious as to how existing military supporters feel about this. Because we kind of sit here and we chuckle about it, right? I mean, look at this. This is so, they're in such a dismal shape. They have to take the dum-dums in. They're taking the amputees back in. They're doing everything they can because they're just having a tough time recruiting people. Because who the hell wants to go and die for no reason? And that's what's going on. People are dying in the military for no reason whatsoever, except for political purposes. That's all it is. And so we
there's a lot of jargon that goes on, too.
What do you mean?
Well, there's the they're dying for freedom. They're keeping us free. That whole nonsense.
Yeah. Well, that's crap. So I guess I want to hear the perspective of a military guy, somebody that supports the military, whatever they do. You're a big Iraq War supporter. How do you feel that? How do you feel about the fact that the percentage of high quality recruits entering the Army is the lowest in 10 years, according to the Boston Globe? Which is a troubling sign for the Pentagon, which is trying to increase their troop count by 90,000 ground troops within the next 5 years. Over the past decade, the percentage of top-level recruits who enlisted in the Army was mostly consistent, dipping slightly at the end of the 1990s, before spiking in the wake of the September 11, 2001 attacks. But since 2003, the same year the U.S. invaded Iraq, the Army has steadily taken in more recruits that the force itself considers, quote, non-high quality, unquote. Last year, nearly 40% of those who joined the Army had below-average verbal and math scores on the Armed Forces Qualification Test, a mandatory exam that helps the military determine a recruit's aptitude and mental proficiency. Now, in 2002, when the war started, 2003, the Army accepted only about 29% of the low-scoring recruits. But that percentage has gradually begun to rise in the subsequent years, according to the Army statistics. The data compiled by Army Recruiting Command in Fort Knox shows a steady decline of the number of recruits who graduated from high school. In 2006, nearly one in five soldiers did not have high school diplomas, which the service asserts is the best single predictor of stick-to-itiveness, a highly valued trait in soldiers. Before the Iraq War began, the percentage of Army recruits who had graduated high school surpassed 90%. And so it's significantly lower at this point. Despite repeated requests, senior officials declined interviews for this story. Many military officials have asserted that it still enlists quality volunteers. For example, the Pentagon asserts that, as a whole, at least 90% of all new recruits are high school graduates. Testifying before the Senate earlier this month, the Defense Secretary Robert Gates said despite a shrinking pool of applicants in general and 4 years of grim headlines, that the Army is still attracting thousands of capable young men and women to its enlisted ranks. Now, of course, the government's going to try to paint that picture. They want to try to paint the picture, no, nothing's changed. Everything's, well, we're still getting plenty of high-quality recruits. Yeah, okay, it might be true that that we are taking in more dummies, but yeah, we still got plenty of high-quality ones. Remember the story we read, I think it was about a year ago at this point, Mark, about the, again, they give these tests to the recruits to determine their aptitude, and they're, I don't remember the actual labels that they use. There's like type 4 and type 3 and type 2, and type 1 being the best. Type 4 and 5 being the worst of the worst. Type 5's not even be able to find the trigger on a gun, basically. Type 4's had trouble hitting targets, following basic commands, that sort of thing.
It's it doesn't necessarily stand to reason, but if you think about it, the smarter a person is, the better they're going to be at whatever job it is they do, whether it's Army, private, or not. You know, the smarter people hit targets more consistently. They're better at every aspect of the infantry job.
In fact, look how they're trying to spin it here. In a four-page paper titled Myths versus Facts, the Defense Department argues that nearly two-thirds of all military recruits are drawn from the top half of America in math and verbal aptitudes, strong determinants of training success and job performance. Those figures, compiled by the Heritage Foundation, refer to the armed forces at large, however, including the Marine Corps, Navy, and Air Force, whose recruits are more likely to have finished high school, according to the Defense Department data. The statistics obscure the fact that in 2006, the Army came closer than any time in the past decade to missing its minimum requirement that 60% of each recruiting class scores above average on the test. The Globe review of the Defense Department personnel statistics, including recruits' education levels for the past decade and their scores on armed forces entry tests, shows the Army is experiencing a downward trend in recruit quality that military analysts suggest will continue for some time. Yeah, of course it will. because people continue to be sent to other countries to die in the dirt. Until that stops, then you're going to keep getting the lowest quality recruits. As soon as you bring the military, you know, all the troops home from the 131 countries from around the world, but specifically Iraq and Afghanistan, then you might see an increase in quality again.
Well, I think you'll see an increase in quality for one thing. There won't be a need for quite nearly as many military personnel. So therefore, the Army, the Air Force, well, the Air Force is already very picky, but the Army can afford to be extraordinarily picky and will have a superior force as a result.
True, they could call out all the bad ones if they wanted to, if they brought the troops home. 800-259-9231, if you're a military guy and you've got a particular spin on this, would like to hear it. Let's go in the meantime to Gary in Florida. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Hey, Gary.
Hey, Gary. How you doing, guys?
You're Gary.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi, Gary. What's on your mind?
Hey, well, actually, I wanted to comment on that police report, but before I do, yes, I did mention your culture, but I am an Army vet myself, so it's a bit unnerving for you to beat them up the way you're doing. I can't argue with statistics and their formal education background, and again, I saw some of that when I was in. But, you know, one quality which you just can't measure on a piece of paper is that these guys got the will to do what they got to do, have the will to fight, and follow through on what they got to do out in the field.
That's good and everything.
How can you make that blanket statement that they necessarily have that will?
Well, unfortunately, you never know until the grenades and then the machine gun fire is going off. I mean, I was surrounded by guys.
At that time, I'd rather have smart guys on my side.
Not necessarily. I'll tell you. Okay. I got to tell you, there's been many. Well, like I said, I was in the infantry. I'm not talking my opinion. But, I mean, I went through this. I went through training in Fort Sill, Oklahoma, stationed over in Europe.
I believe you.
Say it again?
I believe you.
But anyway, my point was I was surrounded by the gamut of guys. So yes, there were guys in there that didn't have more than a seventh grade reading level. I had that for a roommate. I also had the same guy in the barracks that he was working on his master's degree. So you have the gamut. But when it came down, when it's time to be throwing with the grenades or going for military exercises or whatever, usually the guys that didn't have the best formal education, they may have been the smartest ones, but they just weren't the guys that you wanted on the front line that were going to pick up the ball and run with it or could follow through on what the mission was. So it depends on the individual. And unfortunately, whether they're formally educated or they're not, when you have a stressful situation, you don't know until that exact moment. But again, I agree with you. If somebody's doing the computer work and doing the strategizing, yeah, you want the right guys for that. But the grunts, the guys on the front line, not necessarily when the guys can follow through.
Gary, I know you had a cop story, so I'd like you to tell it. If you'll hang on, we'll bring you back. 800-259-9231, the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, police state stories, or whatever you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Not making the money you were expecting, signing into the hottest new MLM business? It's not that that business is not performing, it's simply that you don't have the proper tools to succeed. Take it from me, Craig Walcott, producer of Exercise is Suicide. Being in the MLM business since 1989, I've learned what it takes to be successful in any business venture, and I'm here to share those amazing tools with you. Get a subscription to MLMincorporated.com. You'll be provided with a 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Marketing seminar where you'll learn the secret recruiting techniques of the networking elite. Why recruit one or two a month when you can recruit 5 or 10 per day, all from the comfort of your home? Learn to explode your business using our lead generating system or create your own. Radio, TV, internet, mail order, we teach it all. As an added bonus, MLM Incorporated will conduct all company introductory calls on your behalf. Plus so much more. Start making the money you expected and the money you deserved right now. Visit MLMincorporated.com and learn how GCN listeners like you have started making more money faster than they ever thought possible. That's MLMincorporated.com. Do it now.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. The Tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with Tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to gauge the gas-saving power of a Tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or pick up your Tornado at Checker, Shucks, and Cragen today.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly-Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit Fabrics got you covered. That's Blockit by Kimberly Clark.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. This is the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
That is, by the way, the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and we give them all away, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens and dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com? That is shrine.freetalklive.com. And wouldn't it be great to have an ex-narcotics officer be your personal coach to keep you from getting busted with marijuana? Go to nevergetbusted.com to view clips of the recently released DVD that's gained world attention. Nevergetbusted.com. As we go back to the phones and back to Gary in Florida, you're back on Free Talk Live listening on WFT. Hey, Gary.
Hey, how you doing tonight? Actually, I just went off on a tangent there on the military, but what I wanted to comment on, you were talking about the guy that defended himself in his home. If it really happened the way you're presenting it, there's a couple of obvious facts that aren't coming out, or maybe you don't have access to them. The thing that I don't get, if that actually happened the way you describe it, how come the NRA isn't coming to his defense? And the other thing, if he was a black man that did this, I'm curious if the officer he killed was also a black officer or if he was a white officer, because if he was white, I don't know why Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson isn't running with this particular story. So my knee-jerk reaction would be maybe he killed another officer who happened to be black.
Well, I don't know. I'm not sure about the color of the officer. I believe
the story was presented as though the officer was white.
Yeah, it seemed that he was white. Odds are good that he was white, but nonetheless, I mean,
and
Jesse
Al
Jackson.
Sharpton and Jesse Jackson are only going to be where the press is.
Right.
Yeah, but this is perfect.
They don't
for them.
Generate
this is
press.
It's a black man against white man, and it's the man, the black man. And again, based on the way you present it, I agree with you. He defended himself in his home. But that is that's a cookie cutter for a guy like Sharpton and Jackson to get attention. You got the right to bear arms issue. You got a black man that defended himself in his own home.
Why would the NRA come to this man's defense? It was a botched drug raid on the part of the cops. And the NRA tends to be a state supporting agency. They're all in favor of big government. The NRA loves the idea of the state enforcing.
And a lot of police.
No, they are, but they're also in favor of citizens having the right to buy and keep firearms in their own home to protect themselves. That's exactly what this man did. Like I said, there's part of the story maybe you guys aren't aware of, and, I'm not saying
we followed the story pretty closely. In fact, we're one of the few media outlets that even has even bothered to report on the Corey May case. And if you'd like more information on his case, I recommend, I think it's theagitator.com or .org. It's one or the other, theagitator.com, I believe. Radley Balco from the Cato Institute and Reason magazine has been following it very closely. Though, I mean, the reason, as far as the NRA is concerned, maybe you should be asking them as to why they haven't been covering the Corey May case.
Absolutely, because that seems like that's a perfect case for the NRA as well to pick up and run with, because here's a man who defended himself in his house. It was a botched drug raid, as you say. And until tonight, it's the first I've ever heard of this story.
You know,
but
I've got to say, I'm not a big fan of the NRA. It seems like they support the 25,000 gun laws that are in existence in America currently, and I'm a much bigger fan of the Gun Owners of America. They believe in getting rid of all these laws that cripple the Second Amendment.
Yeah, and actually, but again, that there's part of the story for some reason being suppressed or is not coming to the forefront because, again,
I think it's a little Pollyannish to assume that justice is going to be doled out when the police chief's son's been shot.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that. I mean, this guy's up against it. I mean, aside from just the not the political part, but the crime part of the way they're perceiving this, he happens to be the officer's son. That makes it that much worse.
Where was the NRA in the case of Katherine Johnston, who did get a lot more publicity? Katherine Johnston, the 92-year-old woman in Atlanta, Georgia, who defended her property with her handgun against raiding cops, who, again, the cops had gotten bad information. They had raided, in this particular case, they were raiding the house they were expected to raid, but the person they were looking for wasn't living there, and instead there was this old lady there, and they shot and killed this old woman. It just seems to me that the NRA doesn't have any political interest. It won't gain anything politically, and the NRA is a very political organization. It doesn't gain anything by defending citizens who defend themselves against police onslaught. I don't know, does the NRA ever do something like that? I'm not a member of their organization, and I've certainly never seen any stories that indicate that they've ever commented favorably towards citizens in these cases.
But these cases that you're bringing up, unless they're on your radio program, it's not something that's in the mainstream
press. No. Corey May in Mississippi wasn't mainstream, but Katherine Johnston absolutely was.
As big as it gets.
This was big news because it wasn't just a black guy in his 30s. This was an old lady, 92 years old. So that was newsworthy as far as the news is concerned. If you go to...
Where did it take place and how long ago?
Atlanta, Georgia, it was reported on last year.
6 months, maybe?
Yeah, if you go to Google News and you type in Katherine Johnston, I think it's, Katherine Johnston or 92-year-old woman shot by cops, you'll find all sorts of stories about it. And where's the NRA on that one? How do you explain that?
Well, I'm not a representative nor a member of them, so I can't speak knowledgeably on it. But
I'm looking for a hypothesis, that's all.
Well, as far as the hypothesis goes, I mean, I know they come out during every election season and they make their case, but I don't know why. But again, just sitting here and not being a member, and again, understanding the right to bear arms, and I agree with that in its context. But the thing I'm not grasping is, like, these types of stories, to me, seems like they're the type of fodder that an organization like the NRA, or in the case of the black gentleman in Mississippi, it's perfect for a civil rights leader, also known as Jesse or Al Sharpton, to take these stories and run with them. And
I think you've made a good point there, and I don't know why Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton haven't run with that. I don't have an answer for that. I certainly can't speak for them.
Well, my guess would be that the officer that was killed was also black, because I say we're out. And here's one, too. Let's go back, maybe several years ago. When Michael Jordan's father was murdered in North Carolina by these teenage boys, one was black and one was white. If they were both white boys, a celebrity's father being murdered, they could have done the race card and made a lot of publicity out of that one, but they didn't do it. And that's the part that I have a hard time with all these different ethnic groups, is that we're America. We're a melting pot. Let's all melt together. We're all American.
I agree with you. I'm no fan of Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton or anything like that.
I agree with you, but if you ask black Americans if they feel like it's a melting pot, when are they treated fairly and equally to white Americans by the police, I think you would probably get a lot of answers that they don't.
I mean, then again, Jesse Jackson.
They're not feeling assimilated.
There are stories out there. I mean, Radley Balco at the Agitator reports that there are 40,000 armed drug raids or door kicking in style raids by the cops on a yearly basis in this country. So inevitably, there are probably several hundred of those that Jesse Jackson or Al Sharpton could glom onto, but for whatever reason, they don't. And I don't, you know, it's not my business to pick apart what reasons they decide to attach themselves to certain stories and why. And I really don't care. I'd rather they not. I'd rather hear less from them. Hey, thank you for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And in regards to the NRA and why they aren't covering these stories, it's political. It's all politics. The NRA is a politically based organization. As Gary pointed out, they come out during election time and they endorse certain candidates because they're political. They're not going to score any points. I mean, yeah, they might score some points with some gun owners when it comes to defending those who have defended their property against the invasions of the police. But at the same time, as you pointed out, Mark, the NRA has a lot of cops as members. The NRA has a lot of support amongst chiefs of police and police organizations and fraternal orders and that sort of thing. And I don't know if they want to put that political support in jeopardy. Who at the NRA? Who at the upper levels of the NRA? Many of them who are probably former retired police officers or active police officers. Who wants to go out on that limb?
I can't imagine that any of them do.
Let's go to the phones. You can take control. Talk to Old Man Gene in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hey, Old Man Gene.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Great. What's on your mind?
Well, I see you're losing your jobs here, so why don't you come down and meet me at the recruiting station, and we'll see if we can all go in together.
Why, we're losing our jobs?
Yeah, I hear this is your last Saturday night show.
How'd you hear that?
That's what I heard.
Where did you hear it from?
Well, it was on, the promo before you started talking.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear. I'm sorry that you had to hear that. But yes, this is probably going to be our second to last show
on
WFTL down there in Florida. They're revamping their programming lineup, and they love the program director loves our program. I'm not sure what the reasoning is for that.
But we got another 26 stations. We'll be doing
well. Meet me down at the recruiting station. They can use a couple of smart guys like you anyway.
Old Man Gene. We've got 25 other stations that are carrying us coast to coast, and that's on the increase. And thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And we might be back in South Florida.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at libertystickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, your show. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, so enjoy those on us. That does include, by the way, the bulletin board system, over 239,000 posts. I think we're probably over 240,000. I just haven't looked in a couple days. And over 1,400 people interacting. Lots of fun stuff and serious issues all being discussed, and it's all for free at bbs.freetalklive.com. And if you like the show, you want to help support us, go and vote for Free Talk Live. By the way, Mark, what do we promote voting last night? Maybe 5-6 times in the month?
Tops.
A handful of times?
Yeah, we still won.
We finished the month at number one again. Without promoting it every single night, which is good. It means we're growing, means our we're getting more popular, mm-hmm. more people are voting. We don't have to ask as often, so we're going to ask this time. It is the beginning of the month, which means that if you voted last month, you can now vote again by going to vote.freetalklive.com. And we need you to do that. In fact, Mark, we've already accumulated over 400 votes in just less than 2 days here.
Yeah, we're but we're not that far ahead.
No, that's true. It's still hot competition. We still need you to go and vote for the show at vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes a big difference for us. Let's continue with the phone calls. It is Sergeant Ryan calling from Indiana, listening on WXNT.
Hey, how are you doing?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, you were talking about the military thing little while ago, and I wanted to square everybody away with the facts. There's a lot of supposition on both sides, whether it's conservative, liberal, Democrat, Republican, Congress, the cabinet, the president. And I'm presently an instructor in the military, and I've had 4 commander-in-chiefs.
Okay.
And first thing I want to tell you is, yes, they've lowered the standards, and that's really not even a correct term. The correct term is they lowered the entrance into the military and into the Army to get more recruits, because they also found that through the broad spectrum of whatever is a qualified test, Litman test, if you want to use that as an analogy, intelligence test, they found that people that are of average intelligence can be trained for the military too and can do their job and do their duty. What I find appalling about people in our country is whenever people are saying that people are going over and dying for our country needlessly and everything. First of all, we still, to this day, have a volunteer army.
Yep, that's
true. People volunteer to go in. They volunteer to do their duty. And I would like to, and what I would like to ask everybody out there is saying, well, you're killing our troops and all the protesters out there that are protesting. Our troops are dying for no reason. And that is absolutely false.
What's the reason they're dying?
The reason why they're dying, not all of them are dying. When somebody dies for the country, they're dying in service to the country.
No, they're not. They're serving politicians.
No, and you're absolutely right. Politicians do make the rules. They don't. They have to do with making the laws. But what is exactly going is, first of all, I want to ask all those people. When President Clinton was my commander in chief, we went into Bosnia. I want to ask everybody out there listening: are we out of Bosnia yet?
I doubt it.
No. Now,
look, we're not out of Japan yet.
We need to be out of Bosnia. We need to be out of Japan. We need to be out of Koreas.
Now, I want to ask another question to everybody listening.
Or Korea.
The number one reason, what is the number one reason why we are in Iraq? Let's just talk about Iraq. And then there's two major reasons.
I would call it the military-industrial complex. It is
negative.
I disagree, sir. Look, there's a lot of companies that make a lot of money selling boots, missiles, pencils, and all kinds of other crap to the military.
It is about oil. It's the second largest producing country in the world for oil.
Mm-hmm.
It is the number one reason. And now the number two reason is, if we pull out this, if anybody thinks that our country, whether Democrats or Republicans, no matter what party they come from, they think that by winning an election, that they're going to pull out of Iraq and give Iraq to the neighboring country called Iran, that is crazy and ludicrous. Won't be happening. You don't give power to a crazy leader and two terrorists.
Well, they did it to Saddam Hussein.
You act like it's going to be easy for them to take over Iraq, and I doubt very seriously it would. They're going to probably have the same amount of problems we did.
Oh, no. Well, look how easy it has been for them to infiltrate with terrorists and everything.
Hold on. You said you don't give power to maniacs, but didn't the government put Saddam Hussein in power in the first place? The U.S. government didn't? They do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
The answer is yes. That's okay. I understand. They don't teach history very well in government schools that we went to.
No, they teach history quite well, sir. But the fact is there's facts of life that happen. There's things in play, and we're here to serve our country, home and abroad, in our interest.
I don't have a problem with the military. The problem that I have is following bad orders. And it didn't serve for the officers at Nuremberg, and it shouldn't serve for our military.
I don't want to pay
to kill Iraqis. And I have to, otherwise I'm going to be put in jail.
You know, I have a quick question for you, Sergeant Ryan.
What you're doing is you're twisting words. You know what? This country, let me tell you what everybody needs to start doing. Whether you're conservative, like I said, or liberal, whatever. Everybody needs to start supporting their country and their achievements and their mistakes. When we can all pull together, we can make better decisions.
Hold on, that sounds like politician worship to me.
Yeah, when you say supporting their country, what do you mean by
supporting
that?
Supporting our country, the United States of America. We need to support our country and its achievements and mistakes.
In mistakes.
Whoever's commander-in-chief. Pardon me?
When you say in their mistakes, can you give me an example of what sort of mistakes we should support?
For mistakes that anybody considers a mistake. For instance.
Like going to Iraq?
For example, going into Iraq. That's right. We are there.
So whenever the government botches it up, whenever the government botches up a job, whenever the government screws something up, we should support the government.
The government botches up a job. You said that. I don't think we botched up.
Oh, sir. The government botches everything that it tries to do up. The government is miserable at doing anything, whether it's delivering mail or invading countries or whatever the hell it does. It stinks at it. And you expect me to support it for that? You're nuts.
But, sir, that's your opinion. That's why you have your show, isn't it? So you have a freedom of speech, and that's why I'm calling, so I can express my freedom of speech. As a matter of fact, the United States military and our country are protecting your rights of freedom right now.
No, you're not. You're doing what the politicians order you to do without question. Now, I'm curious. When you're in basic training, do they actually have you read the Constitution that you swear an oath to support?
Sir, I've got a copy of the Constitution. Would you like me to get it out and start reading it?
Yeah, why don't you take a look at the part? I think it's Article 1, Section 8, Clause 13. I'm not sure if I'm remembering correctly. But the part about how the army
should be disbanded after 2 years.
Yeah, the army's only supposed to be around for 2 years and then disbanded because the original intention of the Founding Fathers was
we don't have a standing army at all. The Founding Fathers found a standing army to be distasteful.
So is that, in your opinion, another mistake that should be supported, the mistake of ignoring the Founding Fathers and the Constitution and the original intent?
I don't think we're ignoring the Founding Fathers at all.
You don't think so? That's your interpretation, though, isn't it?
In your interpretation, it's different also, isn't it?
Yeah. See, this is the problem with having a constitution, is there's all these different interpretations.
No, it's not a problem.
How are you going to feel, Sergeant Ryan, when the draft gets brought back? How are you going to feel when it's no longer a voluntary military?
Well, as a matter of fact, here's what I really feel. When I served with people from Sweden
in different countries and places. You know, in Sweden, that it's mandatory for people to serve their country for 2 years.
Do
you realize
that
if everybody served their country for 2 years, sir, they probably have a different opinion and be a lot more supportive and patriotic with
it. So you support the draft, then?
I support, if they decide to install that, I say it's a definite go.
Why on earth would you, allegedly, a man who supports...
Country,
now, Sergeant Ryan, I'm asking you a question here. Why on earth would a man who allegedly supports the Constitution want to violate the 13th Amendment prohibition against slavery?
I'm not violating the
government would be violating it, but you're supporting it.
No, that's your interpretation, sir.
You just told me you support national service, sir. You support the draft. That's slavery.
If they decide to put that in effect, sir, I will support my country.
Therefore,
but that's
you
not supporting your country. Look, there's the highest law in the land.
Wait, wrong,
Sergeant
sir.
Ryan, Sergeant
you're
Ryan, the
wrong.
Highest law in the land
you're
is the Constitution. When the politicians say otherwise, when the politicians do things contrary to the Constitution, we are not supporting our country. We're supporting these guys that make money off of us. The 13th Amendment says neither slavery nor involuntary servitude. Abraham Lincoln was the first one to bring this crap in, and when they brought it in after World War II, it was...
And Abraham Lincoln, look what he did for us, sir.
Oh, my God, he's the worst president we ever had. He went and slaughtered over a million of his own countrymen.
It seems like, sir, that your intent is to cut down our country.
No, please, I love our country. It's the politicians that are destroying it.
Let me ask you a question.
I love
why
the country. I'm wearing my Captain
why
America T-shirt
down?
Right now. Look,
well, one good for you, sir.
I'm just telling
you.
It makes as much sense as saying I'm going to blindly follow the politicians often when they set the Constitution on fire.
It's your word, sir. And by the way, I got the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution in my hand.
I'm holding the Bill of Rights.
Hey, we can hold them, too. Whoop-de-doo. You know what? Hey, Sergeant, if you'll hold on, I'd like to hang you through the break because this is good conversation. We've actually got callers on the line that would like to talk to you. They've got questions for you, so can you hang on through the news?
Questions for me? Fire away.
All right, hang on through the news. We're going to bring you back, 800-259-9231. We'll see if we can help Sergeant Ryan understand why the draft is slavery and then find out if he still supports it. Because a lot of people don't really understand that. Hour 3 is coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.